X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings. The Hughes Fire burning north of Los Angeles, and a fire breaking out along the 405 freeway near the Getty Center, forcing evacuations in Bel Air, and that fire is now out. Extreme weather along the Gulf Coast. 10 inches of snow fell in New Orleans, setting a new record. Temperatures below freezing this morning from the Big Easy to Tallahassee, Florida.
The Arctic air causing problems in the north, too. Ice jams in the Allegheny River, the most in 5 years, prompting flood concerns in Pittsburgh.
You ever seen cars covered in ice like that?
Not like that, have you?
In Dearborn, Michigan, a water main break coating everything in ice.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The Kremlin reacting after President Trump threatened more sanctions for Russia unless it agrees to a peace deal for Ukraine. A Russian spokesman saying the sanctions threat, we don't see any new elements here, end quote. This is ABC News. Police in Nashville trying to find a motive after a teenager opened fire at his high school. One girl killed, a boy hurt. The 17-year-old shooter took his own life. Investigators looking through his social media. Fresh warnings about fake Botox shots. ABC's Andrea Fujihi.
Federal authorities are sounding the alarm about fake Botox after arresting a New York City esthetician accused of injecting clients with counterfeit Botox from China and giving it to clients without a license, even when he knew people were getting ill. Henry Callender says he was a client.
It felt like my body was like having an allergic reaction or something to the Botox in part of my forehead.
Officials say the investigation began after a client complained about vision problems and depth perception when walking, before eventually developing botulism.
At least 15 people got sick last year in similar cases. And in Ireland, bracing for a rarity there, a hurricane. The storm could be the strongest to hit in more than a century. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Grab an Edible Arrangements delicious fruit bouquet with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to put a little pause into that warm-up that started yesterday. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 16 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill hovering around zero most of the day. Tonight, one below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds 21. We're back to 34 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We will review the governor's State of the State address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy Morning Show is on the air. Phone lines are open at 608-879-8255. 608-879-TALK. You can also call or text the guys on the free Civic Media app. Now, here they are, live from our studios on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin, John and Gordy.
WMDX. Have we posted the John and Gordy Media World intro yet on Facebook?
Yet.
Okay. All right. We're
going to get to that.
We found that.
Yeah.
And we're going to post it.
From the cable days?
Yes.
The cable
old
cable
access days. Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Fancy production.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, it's a big production. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think people will like that.
Hey, it is a little bit after 7 o'clock weather-wise today. No big concerns. It's 10 degrees, expecting a high near 15. A lot of sunshine today. It's nice and clear this morning.
It's clear.
Traffic is moving along smoothly in the State Street area of downtown. Nothing's going on.
Don't go anywhere because you won't believe the stories that we have lined up today.
Yes.
Oh, God.
But first, hey, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to Boys to Men. Yep. They're coming to the Wisconsin State Fair this August for a night of harmonious R&B, John.
Ooh.
Hear classics like On Bended Knee.
Oh,
you
man.
Remember that one,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you remember that.
We play it every Christmas.
How about Doing Just Fine? That's another one of their big songs.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. My phone just...
It did.
Is that my what phone?
Happened? Is somebody calling you? No, this is a song by them.
Oh, God.
I thought it was coming from my phone.
That's
well, you're always listening to Boys to Men anyway.
Oh, yes, so. I am. You can get tickets to them at wistatefair.com. That's wistatefair.com. But you could win a pair of tickets right now if you text us the keyword. And what is the keyword this time around? Sam.
Philly.
What is it?
Philly.
Philly.
P-H-I-L-L-Y.
Philly. So you just text Philly to on the Civic Media app. Text this to us there. God, I can't talk today. 608-879-8255 is our text number, but just use the Civic Media app. That's the easy way to do it. Philly. Text it to us, and we'll give away those tickets in the next 20 minutes. All right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Over to you, John Peterson.
All right, let's...
What's the big story?
Well, the big story was that Trump appeared with Hannity.
Oh, are we going to talk about Trump again? Oh,
Christ. I don't have a clip.
Oh,
I
good.
Know you like to hear the sound of his voice, the cadence. But
he was with his pal Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Huh? Just
yeah.
hanging out in the Oval Office?
Yeah, this happened. I don't have clips, so we'll just have to take a look at what he said, you know. He talked about President Biden getting bad advice, just bad advice. This is a quote. This guy went around giving everybody pardons. And, you know, the funny thing, maybe the sad thing is, he didn't give himself a pardon. And if you look at it, it all had to do with him. Hmm. So somewhere along the way, I think they're going to start investigating Biden. You know, well, they got to keep somebody busy, and, you know, Cash Patel is the perfect guy to do it. I write children's books.
Yeah, great.
And yikes. He says that Joe Biden had very bad advisors. Somebody advised Joe Biden to give pardons to everybody but him. Boy, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, Trump didn't give himself a pardon when he left office.
Well, that's true. He did.
Because he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, yeah. This guy is crazy. Okay. We have Courier News that we look at every once in a while. They gave us great summations of Project 2025, if you remember way back when.
Yeah.
Well, they've got another one, and it is the first 3 days look at broken promises by Trump. All right, and I think this is a fantastic list from Alan Piper. He's the narrator. Let's check this out.
Okay.
Trump broke a ton of promises on his first day in office. There was a lot he said he'd do on day one.
Starting on day one.
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 My first day in office.
A lot of Trump's day one promises were illegal. Many were impossible. Most of them he broke. Let's review. Number one, Trump promised he'd begin lowering prices of groceries and everything else on day one.
Prices will come down and come down dramatically and come down fast.
But after his election, he started backing away from that. Talking to Time magazine about grocery prices, he said, quote, "I'd like to bring them down. It's hard to bring things down once they're up. You know, it's very hard." And nothing Trump did on his first day could conceivably lower prices.
The best he could do was a meaningless directive to every department to see if they could come up with ideas to lower prices.
Not only that, Trump moved to raise prescription drug prices by rescinding a Biden order to lower them. Promise broken. Number two, Trump said he'd end the war in Ukraine on day one. Another broken promise. Number three, Trump said on day one he'd end Biden's
insane electric vehicle mandate.
There was no Biden electric vehicle mandate, so he couldn't and didn't end it. Number four, Trump said he'd override the Constitution to end birthright citizenship on day one.
Birthright. That's a big one.
But regardless of his executive order, the president has no power to do that. Number five.
On day one, we're going to stop the transgender lunacy.
Trump did sign an executive order denying the existence of trans and non-binary people. However, no matter what Trump does to demean and endanger trans people, they will exist. He cannot will them away. Number six. Trump said on day one he'd ban trans people from schools and from sports. He does not have the power to do that. Number seven, Trump promised to ban CRT from the military. CRT usually stands for critical race theory, which is a college-level academic concept. It's not part of military training, so Trump could not ban it. The military does do combat readiness training, so it's possible Trump got confused by that CRT. Fortunately, he did not ban that either. Number eight, Trump said he'd end America's opioid epidemic.
I will take action on day one to end this horrific plague and save American lives.
We're still waiting. Number nine, Trump said on day one he'd put a 25% tariff on all goods imported from Mexico and Canada, our two biggest trading partners. It is a good thing he broke that promise because U.S. tariffs are paid by Americans, not the other country. So this would have made Americans pay a whole lot more for a wide range of goods. However, he's now threatening to impose them on February 1st. Number 10.
I will send Congress a bill to ban sanctuary cities in the first day that I become president.
Trump did not send Congress any bills on his first day. Another broken promise. Number 11.
I'm going to terminate these Green New Deal atrocities on day one.
America never adopted the Green New Deal, so Trump couldn't terminate it. So that's another broken promise. Number 12.
My first day in office, there'll be no more persecutions of Catholics or anybody else.
Another thing Trump couldn't stop because it wasn't actually happening. Unless maybe he's talking specifically about Republicans going after the Bidens, which he didn't do anything to stop either. Number 13.
I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation.
Trump has falsely claimed schools are performing sexual reassignment surgery on children. They are not. Trump can't end a thing that isn't happening in the first place.
Number 14, Trump said he'd bring back energy independence on day one.
But
U.S. energy production was already at an all-time high under President Biden. Number 15, Trump said he'd cut funding to all schools that have vaccine mandates on day one. It's a good thing he broke that promise too, since that's likely all public schools, which is why we don't have widespread child death from measles or polio anymore. Number 16, Trump promised on day one to pardon the violent criminals who brutalized Capitol Police on January 6th. Sadly, that's one promise he kept. Number 17, Trump promised to bring back his Muslim ban on day one. Fortunately, he has not. Yet. Number 18, Trump promised to release his full list of potential Supreme Court nominations on day one, but he did not. Promise broken. There are dozens of other things that Trump promised to do on his first day. He accomplished few of them. I'm Alan Piper at APiper13. Follow Courier Newsroom to stay on top of what this administration does and does not do.
All right. Mm. So there it is. If you want to check that out, go to
Courier News.
Yeah, they got Alan Piper is the narrator. Does a great job with that. Now,
how many total was that? How many total promises did he make?
I don't know, about 20, 25. but anyway, let's get to the next one here. And it's billionaire oligarch Jamie Dimon. He's made some nasty comments in the past, so he's got one for us today. And this is on Trump tariffs. Let's listen to Cut 119.
Yeah, look, I look at tariffs. They are an economic tool. That's it. They're an economic weapon, you know, depending on how you use it and why you use it, stuff like that. And, you know, people argue, is it inflationary and non-inflationary? I would put in perspective, if it's a little inflationary, but it's good for national security, so be it. I mean, get over it.
There you go. So, a little inflation, get over it.
Okay.
We didn't hear that during the election.
No, we didn't hear that. It wasn't quite the campaigns. No.
You know, the billionaires, they can handle a little extra cost.
Yeah, a little inflation.
But not us. Mm. Not us. No. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into Jordan Klepper.
Yeah, I think we got time for it.
All right. Let's play Jordan Klepper. And he talks about the pardons. Are they okay? Well, let's check it out.
There are 2.1 million people there. They didn't all storm the Capitol. None of them were armed.
Well, some were armed.
Who?
This guy with a gun outside the Capitol. Should he be pardoned?
Did he shoot the gun? Is that a real gun or is that a fake gun?
He shot the gun up in the air. Yes.
Yes.
He should be pardoned.
Yes.
Because?
Yeah, I think he should be pardoned.
Why?
Because I don't think he should be, I think he should be pardoned, yeah, absolutely.
What about this guy spraying a bear spray at the police
officer? Self-defense.
So pardon?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Oh. Was that from the same day?
Yeah, that's January 6th. The most photographed crime in human history.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, you can show me 8 million more. I'm pro-pardon.
Wow.
No. Where was this at?
It was outside the Capitol.
January 6th?
Yeah. You've not seen this image?
No, I have not seen that
image. Have you seen any of these images?
Some of them, but not these.
Really?
Maybe the ones, maybe the media that I'm following is not showing these.
Okay.
It could be.
It could be. What media do you follow?
All conservative.
Did you watch the January 6th hearings?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay. So this is new.
So that's my fault. I should have been better informed, yes.
I will say that's a refreshing thing to hear.
It is a refreshing thing to hear, shockingly.
That's Jordan Klepper from Daily Show.
Yep.
Those clips there, yeah.
He's always out there doing this stuff, and he's the best at it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Still a chance to get in on the Boys to Men tickets. The key word is Philly. We're getting some texts in here.
Yeah.
We'll get to those.
We'll get to Gary in just a moment.
Just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows
that open. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6 pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah,
picking and a grinning on a Thursday morning. Welcome back to John and Gordy in the morning. This portion of the John and Gordy show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com.
It's John and Gordy Farm Report.
That's it. All country, all the time. 21 past the hour, Johnny.
All right, I'll take it from here.
I wouldn't even call that song a country song exactly.
Really?
Oh, it is.
Why wouldn't you? That's eastbound and down.
Yeah.
Da da da, trucking.
Yeah.
Who was that? Who performed that?
Gary. Yeah. Gary texted us. He said, "If you guys overplay Trump, crap." I will lower my volume dial even more, reducing my listening time. You don't want that to happen, Gary. You know,
John, you are single-handedly costing this station money.
Well, I try not to play a lot of Trump now.
We're going to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to dial it back. Yeah. You know, like I quoted Trump. I didn't even have to play something from him. I saved you that. And we played Jamie Dimon, you know, somebody else, not Trump.
Okay.
Somebody else, not Trump. That's our slogan
and Jordan
here.
Klepper, yeah. So, weather today, it's a chilly start, but really not too bad today. It'll get a high of 15, and then the warm-up begins over the next few days.
Yeah.
Brittany Merlot is off on vacation. She's down in Florida, living it up down there, you know, out in the sunshine, nice temperatures.
Nice time to take a vacation.
Is all melted in Florida.
Great.
She'll be back in a few days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, the former Chief Justice for the U.S. District Court in D.C., you know, he dismissed the January 6th assault charges for a few people out there. And the twist on that is that he did it without prejudice, with prejudice, rather.
With prejudice.
So that means that these cases can be reopened
at a later time.
Uh-huh. There's a trick there.
Okay.
So that, you know, there's always good news someplace to be found, right?
Sure.
All right. So.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
There's an article that says, in a flurry of activity that is happening almost too swift to follow, Trump is giving his critics every reason to think their worst fears for his new presidency will be realized and worse. Now, we were talking about this before we went on the air today, right?
Yeah.
This guy is going to be 82 when he gets out of office, probably won't run, but who knows? He might feel energetic enough to run again. But
this is his second term.
This is his last hurrah, basically.
Right.
And nothing matters. He can do anything he wants. The Supreme Court gave him that power, right? So I'm just thinking he can do everything and anything and get away with it, and people can challenge him all they want, but nothing will change. Nothing can happen. And his reference to Biden should have given himself a pardon. I mean, about it, Donald. The Supreme Court gave him the power too, you know? So he can do anything he wants, and he doesn't have to worry about anything. So go ahead, try to prosecute him for something.
You know, he's trying to make these first 100 days get all this stuff out there, just continually, just flood it, just a fire hose of activity. And then he's just going to go golfing for the next 3 years. That's my prediction.
I think he's going to start going golfing now.
You think so?
Yeah. How about this? This is an amazing comment. He talked about this, by the way, on Hannity. This is Trump saying that the states, not FEMA, should mostly take care of their problems, their natural disasters.
Oh, yeah.
And this is cut 124. Let's listen to this here.
With FEMA is so bad. FEMA is a whole nother discussion because all it does is complicate everything. FEMA has not done their job for the last 4 years. I had FEMA working really well. We had hurricanes in Florida. We had Alabama tornadoes. But unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way. And FEMA is going to be a whole big discussion very shortly because I'd rather see the states take care of their own problems. If they have a tornado someplace, and if they let that state.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is very competent. I love Oklahoma.
Yeah.
77 out of 77 districts. And
Republican,
that's
all Republican. That's why I said that. Those numbers, they're all Republican.
Yeah.
And that's why they're a great state. Okay. No, he's
and
not.
They can just all take care of themselves.
Yeah.
All the states.
Yeah.
Why do they need FEMA at all?
No, and they'll backfill with a little federal money if they need it. But yeah, FEMA, we don't need that anymore. He's already suggested that. So that can't be a good thing.
No.
I don't think it's a good thing. And, you know, this mass deportation thing that they're talking about doing and, you know, they're setting in motion. Trump said that we actually need to bring in more foreign workers. Even though they're doing this, they have to bring in more foreign workers who are maitre d's, wine experts, and high-quality waiters. You know, the billionaire class is truly taking over this administration. Cut 114 is the track I want to play this time around.
High-quality waiters.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen to this.
The program very well. I use the program. Maitre d's, wine, experts, even waiters, high quality waiters. You got to get the best people.
There it is, the H-1B visas that he's so hot on. He loves those things.
He's got his priorities.
I would think so. Yeah. Now, you know, the other day it was Bishop Bundy, right?
Yes, right.
She came out and gave Trump a little advice at the inauguration.
Yeah, at the national.
Well, that didn't go over well on the right.
No,
the MAGAs did not like that. Newsmax host Carl Higbee threatened the Pope. Why don't we check out? This is cut 123.
I hate to break it to you, John. I don't think we have time.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably 43 seconds.
You're not squeezing it in. Okay. I'm putting the hammer down.
Oh, boy.
All right. We'll get to that. We've got time.
You've got 30 more seconds or so to get in your Boys to Men ticket
entry. Yes, let's do
that.
Okay, yes. You can text us the word Philly. That's P-H-I-L-L-Y. Philly. Right?
That's right.
Okay, get it into us. You can use your Civic Media app or 608-879-8255. Midwest Farm Report coming up. And then a whole lot more right around the corner.
That's right.
On John and Gordy.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin's agriculture sector accounts for almost 10% of the state's total employment. We heard that this week at the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday, here with Assembly Agriculture Chair Travis Tranel. He said one of the takeaways from the forum for him as both a state representative and a farmer is that the economic impact of agriculture goes beyond rural Wisconsin.
A lot of that manufacturing takes place in more urban areas. And sometimes I think we forget that. And why I think that's important is a lot of times I think legislators that are from more urban areas kind of look at rural Wisconsin and they think, well, what do they need now? What are they going to ask for today? And the reality is we really are codependent, because if we stop shipping them goods from rural Wisconsin, there are going to be a lot of people that live in urban areas that are going to be out of work. And I thought it was good to hear that.
Catching up with Representative Travis Tranel after the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum, he chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Allie Streshinsky, a passionate dairy farmer and member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, is part of the next generation shaping the future of Wisconsin dairy. She shares insights on how programs like Dairy Checkoff have supported the industry's growth nationwide.
It's been a great experience as a next generation dairy farmer who started after Checkoff was already in place. I have taken for granted the impact on production innovation and building the Wisconsin cheese identity over the past 40 years. Checkoff has allowed Wisconsin cheese to be sold nationwide, and it can be found in 99% of grocery stores. I've been lucky to gain a front row seat to these programs that are designed to strengthen relationships with both bulk buyers and individual consumers. These programs help to coordinate things like in-store demonstrations, digital ads, in-store sales material, and both earned and free media. And this all encourages consumers to look for that Proudly Wisconsin label.
Learn more about how your Dairy Checkoff dollars are utilized at wisconsindairy.org.
Welcome back on a Thursday. The Dairy Business Association has released its priorities for the upcoming legislative session, one of the first agricultural groups to do so. Their list focuses on attracting a skilled workforce to Wisconsin, supporting clean water initiatives, and improving transportation infrastructure. We have the whole list at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other agribusiness news today, registration is open for the 2025 Upper Midwest Hazelnut Growers Conference. This year, the conference is at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, March 7th and 8th. This is your chance to get acquainted with a valuable crop. Sessions will cover everything from planting to pruning and from harvesting to marketing. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause into that warm-up that started yesterday. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 16 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill hovering around zero most of the day. Tonight, one below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, 21. We're back to 34 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum.
That's John and Gordy in the morning.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blunt, sucky, dip-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Where's the Tylenol?
Well, we'll be passing a Tylenol at our personal appearances.
That's right.
So,
92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning. Sam, do we have a winner in our Boys to Men contest for tickets?
We do, but they're a new texter, and I haven't gotten their name yet.
Okay. Well,
so, congratulations
to that texter.
From the 262, wherever the 262 area code is.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. We'll get those tickets to you. They're digital tickets, and they're not out yet. They'll come in a couple of weeks. Okay.
That's a spam call, by the way. I'm just kidding.
It's 7:35, weather today, high near 15, sunshine all day. Right now, 11 degrees.
Governor Evers gave the State of the State address last night. It was a fantastic time. Had by all.
Looked like they were all having fun there.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like a party.
According to John, it was a haunted house, right?
It was the scariest, ghoulish thing I've ever seen. You know,
One
side of the aisle just sat there. And I think, personally, and I posted a picture of this, I think they planned on doing this. Sitting there completely immobile. They didn't move. They didn't move an arm. They didn't flinch an eyebrow. They didn't do anything at all. You know, we had these three people behind, Republicans behind Governor Evers, like statues.
Stone-faced.
They did nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all celebrating the year of the kid. Well, why would you get excited about something like that, right? Yeah, oh, my goodness sake, spending money on kids?
Yeah.
What? Or maybe even saving kids from school shootings, right? Governor Evers proposed background checks for all firearm purchases, red flag laws that would allow families and law enforcement to remove all firearms from the homes of persons thought to be at risk of using those firearms. And not one movement from the Republican side of the aisle, even for something like that. Hmm. It gets worse. Governor Evers talked about suicide prevention and mental health. Help for that.
Right.
Pay for that. We've got a huge surplus. They didn't move an inch. The Republicans just sat there immobile, completely, just as they planned it, emotionless.
Hmm.
They did nothing at all. You know, they should just be fired for doing that. They did not celebrate one thing that Evers said.
Mm-hmm.
How about child care? I mean, it's unaffordable at this point. They could do something about it. Not one movement on that side of the aisle. Prescription drugs? Nope, nothing there. How about some of the national issues that we have to deal with here in the state, getting money from the federal government? Nothing there for Medicaid. Nothing at all. And then when the Republican rebuttal was presented by Robin Voss.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
Oh, well, you know, he just said, it's the same old thing that Governor Evers has been doing for the last 80 years. The same topics, the same proposals, the same amount of spending. Get off this thing, you know. Because it's the right thing to do. I want to know about the Republicans watching the State of the State address.
Right.
Didn't you want some of these things to be taken care of in this state? You would think that maybe a Republican voter would sit there and say, you know what, they should be reacting. They should be standing up and applauding this. This sounds like a really good idea. Yeah. At least prevent shootings in schools.
Yeah, bipartisan
nothing,
thing.
Nothing there. You know, nothing. Mental health, nothing there. Mm. You know, they want women to bear children. They want to ban abortions, but they don't want to take care of any of these children in single-family homes or pay for their education or supply them with lunch in schools. No applause there. No standing ovations for that. From that side of the aisle, it was absolutely depressing, and it made me angry just looking at it. I just want to know what Republican voters who were watching this were thinking. They should have some of these things. People should get some of this stuff. We have $400 billion in surplus. I think $4 billion in surplus. But you know what I'm trying to say here. Right. We got a lot of money that's extra. It's not extra in that sense. This is money unspent that we should be spending on our state because we have these huge problems that we have to take care of.
You would think that at least some of the Republicans would applaud.
Would show
some reaction.
Yes.
Some kind, you know, just anything.
And that was the dead giveaway that they planned this.
Yeah.
Just sit there, do not move.
Don't move.
Don't flinch.
Stand up, don't do anything. Don't applaud.
It never occurred to me that the phrase working across the aisle was actually like real.
The real aisle.
Yeah, I was just surprised to see every Republican on the left side and every Democrat on the right side. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've seen that before. And it was weird seeing them all just sit together and do nothing like
nothing.
You're saying, John.
Yes. Yeah. It was shocking. You know, I pointed to my wife, I pointed out to her, I said, you know, maybe Governor Evers should say something to them. You know?
break the mold.
No, put them on the spot.
Yeah.
Right? Say, you don't believe that we should stop shootings in schools? You're not going to applaud that? You don't think we should do something about that?
Mm. That would have been interesting to see him.
I know. He's not that way. He doesn't really confront them that way. He is very specific. And you know, the thing is, he's very sincere about the budgets that he puts together, especially the moment where he was talking about taking care of school shootings.
Right.
And some of the suicides that are committed because of the firearm laws that we have, not taking some of these weapons away from people that we know, you know, may use it in a negative way. He was very, very troubled by it. He even broke down during the speech.
Yeah.
So it was an emotional plea that these Republicans just sat there on their hands and did nothing at all. And I'm really angry about it. You know, I was furious.
Hey, man, they like their gun shows, you know?
Oh, man.
Have you ever been to a gun show? Good old Wisconsin gun show?
I haven't. I do want to go.
My dad has taken me to a few when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid, why would you bring your kid to a gun show? That's a weird concept.
That's not good. So what was your impression of the gun show as a kid?
Well, I was a kid, so I was a little different and didn't really understand quite as many things about the world as I do now. But
but you grew up in the out in the country.
Sort of, north.
Sort of out in the country. And was he into hunting?
It wasn't. Yeah, my dad is a big hunter.
Okay.
It wasn't that weird of a place to be for me because, like, we had guns around
the house.
That
was a while ago. That's before the gun thing took off, you know. Stand your ground laws.
Sure. Yeah. This was probably, like, 2011 or 12 that I was last at one. And, it's just a bunch of people in a big room. It's like a convention center, sort of, with a bunch of tables selling all sorts of firearms.
It's like a flea market for guns.
That's
pretty much it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Some people, they just, like, you can like guns all you want, but if you are selling a gun and you don't think about the consequences of what can happen, it is a deadly weapon after all.
Right.
You sell that gun to the wrong person, then you shouldn't be selling those guns.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us a call, 608-879-8255. Call us or text us there, 879-TALK.
Yeah. What was your impression? I mean, if you watch the State of the State,
what was your impression of the
Republican reaction or non-reaction?
Or lack of reaction.
Yeah, that is just
it's just rude, one thing, and
it is
mind-boggling why they would try to do that contact. Yeah. Were they trying to throw him off his game while he was speaking or something, you know, or trying to just...
Maybe make a statement
of some kind.
You would have thrown me off, and again, I would have said something to these guys. You know, I would have just said,
to break through.
Really, you don't think they need lunch? Really, you don't want to feed the children out there? You really don't care about that, huh?
Huh.
I mean, it would come across like that, and obviously Governor Evers doesn't want to come across like that, but I don't know. It fascinates me how the Republicans can get away with acting like this. So cruel, totally cruel. You know, I had an idea about guns at one time, and I gave up on that idea. But I thought the best way to control guns is to give those people who love guns to collect them and put them in a gun safe place, you know, like a gun club. And what would happen is there would be gun clubs cropping up all over the place where you could store your collection of guns and shoot them if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought that would be the best way to create jobs. It would create new businesses, and you could save your guns at a place that's safe, that no one can take those guns out of your home and use someplace else. It's a safe way to handle gun collections, and people love guns. I understand the gun
collection.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line with a comment or a question. Good morning, Catherine.
Oh, for God's sakes, guns, guns, guns. Will you ever get over the whole gun thing, for God's sakes? We've only had one shooting here in Madison at a school. Just relax, John.
I can't relax over guns, that's for sure. Right. I've never been able to understand.
I was there last night at the State of the State, and I did not expect, as you said, that they would split the room like they do in Washington, because I just thought smaller towns don't do that. But it was fascinating watching them all find their seats. And yes, they never stood, not once, the Republican side. It was very bizarre. But there was also, again, I think these are grown-ups, but one guy sitting there with a giant cowboy hat, giant hat. Even Maggie noticed him and asked me about him. I have no idea who it was.
Was it Jesse James?
He was taking pictures of, maybe. He was taking pictures of the prompter where it said, move through or go through the applause, power through the applause. It actually said that.
Really?
Trying to teach Tony, who's not, you know, not the most enigmatic speaker. So they're just trying to say, don't wait for it. Do like Obama, you know, power through and get that, get to the real point, right? Yeah. So he's, this guy in the black hat is turning around, taking pictures and mocking our governor.
Oh, man.
For his, and with a woman, she said, did that say power through?
Wow.
Oh, my God. I was like, are you children? We need monitors on you guys.
Yeah, if we knew who that was, we could find out where he was tweeting that or, you know, where he was sending those pictures. Like to find that.
Right, I got to figure out.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Catherine. I appreciate the pictures you posted as well.
We have time to get to Matt.
It was fun.
All right.
Thank you, Catherine. Our next caller is here. Matt, go ahead. Good morning. Matt?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hey. You're on with us, John and Gordy. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about guns for a minute. You know, our neighbors in Mexico are very frustrated and angry with us because their violence, their cartels, that's all directly fed by these illegal, you know, gun shows here in the U.S. that give them weapons. But I also wanted to mention that I think people on the left, these moderates like ourselves, you know, we should arm ourselves because we need to be ready when the Trump militia and these brown coats of his start coming around different neighborhoods intimidating people. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's certainly a possibility if you look at history and the way they talk. And I think that's why Trump is so confident in his actions, because he thinks his people have all the guns. His people are the ones that are ready to shoot people like Kyle Rittenhouse. So I would just say, yeah, if you're like me, you're kind of center left, you know, go out and arm yourself. We need to be ready. Thanks, guys.
Well, I'm with you on that, Matt.
All right, Matt.
I purchased a shotgun.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah, I didn't want to destroy anybody, but it's enough to at least immobilize somebody. And I'm thinking of a handgun, you know, something I can carry around like Wyatt Earp.
Well, you know, you're
gonna walk. You already got a holster for your phone. Are you gonna have?
Yeah,
one
and
for
you got that
now?
Longmire coat.
I do.
But you do need a cowboy hat. You gotta get a cowboy hat.
That's true. I can save Middleton at least. You know.
Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's East Side or West Side, or go to verlo.com.
Your neighbors are thinking that maybe it was Van Orden and had the cowboy hat on.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
We're back with Leftovers coming up.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
You're gonna enjoy these?
Nah. Yeah.
You won't like. You won't no. like any of this stuff. No.
Oh, great.
You know, Dan O'Donnell is a radio announcer in Milwaukee. He's on, I think, 9 o'clock in the morning. Easy hours, you know.
Oh yeah.
And he is happy. A TV weather person fired for pointing out Musk's white nationalist Nazi salute.
Wait a minute, the TV weather person was fired?
Fired for making comments on social media pointing out that it was a Sieg Heil. That's what it was. But the TV station, what is it, CBS 58, decided that her talents as a meteorologist were no longer needed at the station because of her tweets, her commentary, and it was tough commentary, but anytime you see somebody in the national forum like that, right next to the president, giving the Sieg Heil salute twice, it's not an accident, and she pointed it out. And so she was fired, right?
And, I wonder if that was her official, website or something for the TV station, or was it her private website? And if that would make a difference, it probably wouldn't matter either way.
Yeah, I tried to find that out. I couldn't.
I'm looking
thought
into
it was a private
now.
Site. I thought it was
like
a private.
It looks like it was on It looks like it was on Instagram.
Her Instagram.
And
I think she tried to hide it and take it private or whatever.
Probably, yeah. But she didn't use the nicest language to refer to Musk.
That's true. She did not.
She did call him a Nazi, but that's not the worst of what she said. But then again, Nazis probably deserve that kind of language.
Now, cognitive dissonance blogger Chris Kapper Liebenthal wrote, "The truth hurts, doesn't it, brown shirt?" And he's talking to Dan O'Donnell, basically, who points out these things all the time, Mr. Right Winger. And I think Dan Schaefer posted this as well. He posted a cover, or at least the article, from the Hollywood Reporter, that said exactly the same thing, pointing out the Sieg Heil. Hmm. It, you know, I know that some groups came out and said, well, we're not exactly sure. But, you know, this kind of coverage, this news coverage where we're not exactly sure, yeah, so we're not really going to say anything. It's okay. Give the Sieg Heil. You know, we're not sure yet.
He
we don't know what's in his head.
Maybe just waving at the crowd.
Yeah, that's
you know?
It. Yeah.
He was excited.
So let him go. Let him go. Yeah. You know, that's okay. Well, no, we're not going to do that. Sorry about that. It's just not happening, okay? This hit the fan, and I wasn't sure it was real for a long time, and later in the evening it became real. Trump signed an executive order revoking an equal employment opportunity executive order signed by LBJ in 1965, which requires affirmative action and prohibits federal contractors from discriminating on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or national origin. Mm-hmm. So, again, this is going after DEI, supposedly, or affirmative action made illegal by the Supreme Court. It's not really, but they want to include it in that now. So the executive order does away with equal employment opportunity.
There we go.
Yep. Wow. I'm just like, whoo.
Just like that. All right, Mark is on the line. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. You're on with John and Gordy.
Yeah, I think you picked it up. They're talking about the weather person in there on Channel 58 yesterday in the afternoon. That it was her personal account, and apparently she posted that, and that I don't know why Elon Musk, and now some of the righties have been saying, well, he's on the spectrum, so he should be the autism spectrum, so he should be forgiven of that. I have a cousin that's on that spectrum, mm-hmm. and he has never pulled any of that crap. I mean, he's the same age as I am. You know, we were mm-hmm. both child of 1958 and born up in the 60s, and God bless my aunt for raising him because he's a pretty functional adult, and mm-hmm. And they didn't have the support services back then as they have today, so God bless her for that. But, I mean, it's just for cutting slack over this crap is just something else. I mean, it is just – I might be kind of calling Mr. O'Donnell today because he's just another little Clan O'Donnell.
He really is.
Unfortunately, FCC require FCC restrictions, which should be unconstitutional as well. You know, if you want to do all this other stuff, why the heck can't we use George Carlin's words right now? Because right now, I think it's pretty appropriate.
Right.
I agree with you. It's just outrageous what is happening. And this is Sam Cuffell, is the meteorologist. And okay. And very young. And this is, again, her personal account. Mm-hmm. You think at least give her some kind of break on this, maybe a vacation for a week or two and let it die down. But, Dan O'Donnell is one of these guys, just like, some kind of rabid dog, won't let go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, you really think that Elon Musk didn't know what he was doing? Really? Mm. Do you think that he wasn't doing a Nazi salute?
Obviously,
and
he
knew
was.
That he was doing
he
it?
He was.
Well, of course he was.
They juxtapose a Nazi in one of those marches, giving that salute. They juxtapose it side by side with Elon doing the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. This pound on your chest.
Yeah.
And then the Sieg Heil.
Yeah.
Maybe a Freudian slip or something like that. Maybe he, if he thought about it, wouldn't have done it, but subconsciously, well, oh boy, he
looked
will,
like he was laughing while he was doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't do that.
Yeah.
For appearance sake, you don't do it, okay? Whatever you're thinking. Yeah.
You think in any form, you're still a Nazi.
And if you do that in the back room someplace, you're still doing it.
Yes.
But we're not seeing it. But he's doing it right out in public, and we ought to call him on it.
Hey, that's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. Tomorrow on The Big Show, we've got Jimmy Kay with a Max Inc. preview and Pam Yockey. Have a great day.
Take care.
John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all things sports with the Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Matt Nair on air.
Steven Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear, based in Milwaukee, knithats.com. Our own Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah, there you go. That in the green and gold.
That is so awesome.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I was so excited you called. And
you are within the day. We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. The Hughes Fire now burning north of Los Angeles. Kyle Argosino lives in Van Nuys.
Seeing this right now, it's just eerie. Like, seeing all the houses being surrounded by the fires, like, this is crazy.
More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation orders. Another wildfire burning near the Getty Center and forcing evacuations in Bel Air has been put out. The Gulf Coast waking up to below freezing temperatures this morning after record snow this week. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. In a Seattle court today, the first challenge to President Trump's executive order blocking birthright citizenship protected by the 14th Amendment in the Constitution. The Trump administration seeking to interpret the amendment to argue that not all children born in the U.S. should be granted citizenship. And this hour, Hollywood reveals the Oscar nominees. This is ABC News.